We have two textures to learn, but let us quickly again go over the Gemara and again say over Rashi. We had a machlokes in the Gemara what Shaila David HaMelech wanted to be Mevare. Mi Ashkeni Mayim Mi Ber Beis Lechem Asher Bashar Sanhedrin with Ziknei Hashar. He wanted to be Mevare Shaila. So the first Mandiyama said that the Shaila was Tamun Be'ish Kami Boile. So Rashi said Maise Bolofono Bamachne Shesofu Anoshov Godish Shal Yisrael. It seems from the soldiers they burnt a Godish Shal Yisrael. Bin Nitzrach Lishel Haloche Im Chayovim L'Shalem Kelem Atmunim B'Soichoy. Do they have to pay for the Kelem? Rab Yehuda Epturim Kerabon. That was the first Mahalach to explain what the Shaila that David HaMelech wanted to be Mabayah. And then there were other two Mahalchim. He wanted to know if he could burn Gedishim, that there were plishtim tmunim b'em, or if it could be machlef, dishim for adashim, for dishim for sa'irim, he wanted the dishim shal sa'irim sa'yisrael for the behemoths of the army. And the second two shailas, he was answered that you als melech is permissible. Whatever the shailas were, for you as a melech is permissible. Now, let us again start from the bottom of Daf Samach Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, Bishloi Mahani Tarti, if we say the Shaila was he permitted to burn the Kedishim? Was he permitted to take the Godish Shal Seirim and repay with the Godish Shal Abashim? I know the Siv Treikoi. So there are two psukim. There are two psukim that say there was a Yatzileo, was Matzel, the Godish of Adashim, was Matzel, the Godish of Sa'irim. It's very good because there were two Gdishim involved. El Lamandi Oma Tomon Ba'ishkami Boile, Mai Boile, Kroi. Let us see Rashi's Gilsa. Hochi Gassin Kroi Lomali, Bloy Gassin and Trey. Not why do you need two psukim. Now the kash is, what's Bechlau the posik of Vyatzile? What was he matzo? This was a Maisa Shehoya. They burnt a Godish of Yisrael, and Toma was also burnt. So what's Kroi Lomali? What said he was matzo? What was he matzo? Omaloch tomon v'chodo mahanach kami boilei. So the Gemara answered, there were two shailas taken. There was one shaila and one godish that they had burnt tomon, and that there was a shaila, a mechuyif to pay or not. And then there was another shaila. There was a shaila with one of these two shailas. Are you allowed to burn the Gedishim that the Plishtim were hidden them? Are you allowed to take the Godish Sel Sa'irim? And the Yatzilah, the stomach goes on that one. Bishloime Lamanda Yoma Hani Tauti, Snadigmar says, if we say the Shaila was that I allowed to be soiref, I allowed to take. Hayne dechsiv le'ove David l'shtoysam. So it's very good. After he got the psak, he heard that Bemison osalatzel hatzmei b'momin chaveiroi chaveil yoshiv rosh egzele yishalmi. He heard that it's not a psak lata heta, a melech ez a heta. Oma kivin de'ike yisure le'nichalei. I don't want El Lamandi Oma Tamon Ba'ish Kami Boile. If the Shaila was Tamun Beis. The Shaila was, you have to pay, you put it to pay. Maile Ovid David Lishtoisa. So what's Pshat? He didn't want to benefit from this Psak. Michdei Gemara de Sholcholai. Loi Nitzra Halalu Meid Halocha Kmei She Sholcholai. That means he wanted to know the din. Umay Loi Ovid. That means if it was something that he should do, there was a Shaila, what should he do? Should he burn the Kedishim? Should he not burn the Kedishim? Should he take the Godish? So there's a Shaila. Should he do it? You can do it. He didn't want to be Seimach on this Heta. But if the Shaila was Gemara, the Yesh Mashal Yechayev Apota, like Nitzach Halalum Eid Alochim, I should show Chalo Yomai Velo Yova. That's enough Hanegei Alonu to learn Taisvis now. Let's see this first, the second Taisvis. Mai Veloyova David Lishtoisa. Avi Motzi Lameima, Achad Mahanach Diboy Laim Tamun. The Gemara just said before, the Gemara says there was a Vyatzi Leho, there was a Shaila, what to do? There was another Shaila also, there was a Shaila of Tamun, and there was another Shaila. So it could be on the other Shaila, he didn't want to rely on the Heta to do. That was a Shaila, what to do? Have a Motzlamei Ma'achad Mahanach the Miboyla Im Tomun. Ela Mashmalei Da'akol Milse Di Boylei Koi. The Gemara understood that he didn't want to derive benefit from both of the Psokim. No, he didn't want to derive benefit from both of the Psokim. I mean, there's no Shaila what to do. There's a Psak, Yechayv Yepota. Umikam koshe leperish akuntaris. From this Gemara, Tosis has a problem with Rashi. The Rashi had said the Maise Bolofonov Shesof Wanosh of Godich. Rashi said, and Av Samach Amid Beis, the Shaila of Tomo was, there was a Maise that his soldiers burnt a Godich. Voye bo Kelem Tmuni. So what's the problem? So here, Tosfos says, Akasha and Rashi. And it would seem, according to Tosfos, there's no problem. Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara. So what is Pshat and Taisvis? So, from the Maram it would seem that Taisvis understood like this. Taisvis understood that this Shaila of Tamun was a Tzerich Melchama. When they burnt down the Godish and the Tamun, it was a Tzerich Melchama. And he asked, they burnt it down. They burnt it down. They had to pay for it. But the Shaila was on the Tomon, they have to pay. So Tosfos asks, maybe, even though the Gemara doesn't mention this on the Shaila of Tomon, but maybe Alz Melech, he was permitted to do it. It was a Tzerech Muhammad. So Alz Melech, he was permitted to do it. So maybe that's Pshat, and maybe Pshat is as follows. He has a Shaila. He thought he has to pay on the Goli, on the Godish, he has to pay. He has to Shaila, they have to pay for the Kalim Tmunim. It was done for the Tzorich Muhammad. They have to pay for the Kalim Tmunim. So they told him, let us assume, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to pay for the Kalim Tmunim. But, since you're a Melech, and this was a Tzorich Muhammad, you don't have to pay. So Memele, So what is the problem? Maybe that's Pshat and what they answered him, even though the Gemara doesn't mention this whole Indian of Ata Melechata, but maybe that was the story. There was burnt Letzarech Mulchama.
he wanted to know, does he have to pay for the tumanol? So they told him, yeah, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pay. But you don't have to pay. And David didn't want to settle. So what is the problem of the Gemara? This is a mikan kosh al rash. How did Taisvus learn? How did Taisvus learn pshat? So the Maram says that Taisvus learned pshat and the Gemara is, that Taisvus learned a different pshat. It wasn't a maise shahoyo. If some say out of the clear blue sky, nothing ever happened. He wanted to know the shaila. How do we paskin by Tumah? How do we paskin by Tumah? So he wanted to find out. So they went to Bezin to be Mevara. But it wasn't a maise shahoy at all. It was a abstract shaila. Is Tumah chayev or Tumah potter? Oh? So Memele, so if it was an abstract shayla, which has nothing to do with David, so the Gemara says, what's the way over David Lishtoisam? He has nothing to do with David. It was an abstract shayla. So that's how the Maram says Pshat and Taisvus. Taisvus learned, David had asked an abstract shayla, is Tomun Chayeva Potter, wasn't a Maise Shahoya. But Rashi says it was a Maise Shahoya, so Taisvus is asking, so maybe the Psak was like Rabbi Yehuda, and you're Chayiv, and maybe they told him, but since you're a Melech, you don't have to pay, and a Melech, so Leavelish Taisim is very good. This is how the Maram learns Pshat and Taisim. The Madura Basra learns a different shot. Now there was an abstract child. there was a sakona to go and ask the shayla in the middle of the clear blue sky. Oi, I want to know me, who's going to tell me this halach? If Tomin is pot and yet we get poir, David wants to know. We have to go, it's very modern to say such a pshat. If this shayla was asked and David was very, vayisave, David, vayayme, mi, ashkeni, my, mistomet wasn't stamazayips, and he woke up in the middle of how do we pass him by Tom? It's not mistab. So Taisvus learned, zutta madura basra, no, there was a shayla, what to do? We'll see in a minute, there was a shayla, what to do? What should he do? The shayla, what to do, but according to Rashi, it was la'acha ma'ise, so then it could be he'd be potter. You want to know a shayla, what to do, and we'll see a little, we'll come back to this a little bit. The shayla, what to do, so me'mele, then, so what's the over David Lushtoisoi? But according to Rashi, the Shaus is Mechuyev to pay. So according to Rashi, Yishmael should have told him that could be he was potter to pay. Alz Melech needed one except the Heta. Alz Melech. Now, let's go to the first Taisvus, and now we're going to have a lot of problems. The first Taisvus. I had a lot of Agmas Nefesh, I'll tell the truth, that no one had problems on the first Taisvus, till I found later the Chazainish and the Minchas Yehuda, see that the first Taisvus is very problematic. Let's go to the first Taisvus. Achi Garcina, Ella Lamanda Omar. Now Rashi said, the first Kasha was, and Rashi Regil said, Koi Lamali, if the Shaila was Antomon, so the kash is, what's Vayatzi Leo? What was he matzel? What was he matzel? It was a shah, mechuyiv to pay, not mechuyiv to pay. What was he matzel? And the Gemara answers, he was matzel. There was another shayla also asked, if he's allowed to burn down the Gdishim, if he's allowed to take the Godish. That's the kash and the tel. Now, Tai said a different girse. El lamanda omar tomon be'eish, tarti kroi lomoli. Now, the Machin did not yet know about the other shells. We learned the Shaila is by Tom and Beige. Tarti Koy Lomali. Why do you need two psukim? Aval holoi mi boy. The Lomali Kal Koy. Why do you need Bechlal Aposik? The Chad Koy Itzrech. One Vayatzi Leo you need. Lachol Apochitz. Mishum de boy, because the Shaila was the Tomon, Bohodichsi Vayatzi Leo, and it says Vayatzi Leo, Ab Yehuda Hitzilo Shaloi Hiniach Lisroif, Kedei Shaloi Yisrayev Betomon, Ola Bonon Shehitzela Samazik Shlon Yisrayev Lishalim, Avotrei Kroi Lomoli. Now, let's just say the Ivra in Taisvis before we try to analyze the difficulties in Taisvis. Taisvis says as follows. There are two times it says Vayatzi Leo. There was one Shaila of Tomon, so one Vayatzi Leo you need. But the Shaila is why do you have two Vayatzi Leos? That was the problem. Why do you have two Vayatzi Leos? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Now, what's the case of one Vayatzi Leo? So Taisva says, and let's go Bahadroge. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the answer was that you are chayiv to pay on Tomo, Vayatzi Leo, Rabbi Yehuda hitzilo sheloi hiniach lisroif, he did not burn the Godish, Kedei Shaloi Yischayev Betomo. He didn't want to become Mechuyev Betomo. That is why he did not burn the Godish. So Vayatzila is very good by Tomo. He did not burn the Godish because he did not want to become Chayev to pay. Now let's stop over here. So Taisvis is telling us there was a Shaila. Are you chayiv in Tomon or not? And since he was told that you chayiv in Tomon, so therefore he did not burn the shleinich lisroif kidei shaloi yischayiv b'tomon. So it's very good v'yatzi leo. He was matzel. They shouldn't be chayiv b'tomon. Now let's just stop here and now let's start trying to figure out what's happening over here. Before we had mentioned the Maram Seb Pshat, according to Taisvis, the Shaila was an abstract Shaila. According to Taisvis, an abstract Shaila, Samamil, there's no one of Malchus, it had nothing to do with David personally, it was an abstract Shaila. So Taisvis, but according to Rashi, could have said, Alts Melech, he was... You told them, Tomon is chai, but you put it to pay Alts Melech, and he didn't want to take, that's Taisus Kasha and Rashi, so I understand very good, Leobah David Lush Taisa. But according to Taisus, it's an abstract Shaila. Now, here Taisus says, Vayatzi Leho, he didn't burn the Godish, because Tomon is chai. So here, Lechair, it's clear, not like the Maram. We're talking about burning a Godish over here. We're talking about, yes, Napsek Shaila is Tomon Chayiv, is Tomon Potter. They told him Tomon is Chayiv, so he was Matzel the Godish. Who? What Godish? When Godish? That's Kasha number one. We had mentioned, so according to Maram, it's very difficult. Baksam the Madura Basa is this Kasha and the Maram. So, according to the Madura Basra, we said, Taisus Lamshat, it didn't occur. Rashi said it occurred already. Taisus learned it didn't occur. There's a Shaila, should he burn the Godish with the Tumah? So now, let's try to analyze what happened. There was a shaila, should he bring a gadush with tuma? Now, what was this shaila? Was this shaila a malchus tikka shaila? Or was this shaila stamazaya shaila? Now, if it's stamazaya shaila, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you're chayiv, you're not allowed to burn it. And if your tamun is pata, you're allowed to burn it. Tamun is a ptul tashlumen. The Gemara says Taisis is going on. He was matzel the godish according to Rabbi Yehuda. They told him that according to Yehuda, you have to pay. Oh, he didn't burn it. So that means if it wouldn't be like, we wouldn't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and he would have burned it. I ain't allowed to burn it. Tamun is a ptul tashlumen. I'm not allowed to burn it. Number one. Number two, there's another problem. If this, the shaila is kaida mamaisa, so there's another problem. How are you allowed to burn the gadish? I mean, we're talking about tamun. If tamun is chayiv, oh, I won't burn it. If tamun is pata, I will burn it. The gadish, what's with the gadish? The gadish is zikha chayiv. So, what was the shaila? He was matzel. Yitzila shalai hiniach lisraiv kadesh la yischayiv betamun. So the Minchas Yehuda wants to say pshat. He wants to say pshat as follows. The story, according to Taisvis, the story was, it was Letzairach HaMolchome, to burn it. It wasn't because Nefoshes, it was Letzairach HaMolchome. But then he makes a formula. He makes a formula as follows. So if your whole tamun is chayiv to pay, so even though it's tzayrech hamulchome, you're not allowed to burn it. Not pikuach nefesh, it's tzayrech hamulchome, you're not allowed to burn it. But if tamun is potter, so then it's a tzayrech hamulchome, you're allowed to do it. Exactly where he gets this formula, I don't know. I mean, what man is tzayrech hamulchome a cheshben or not a cheshben? I mean, tzayrech hamulchome, yeah, it was not necessary. It was preferable. So I don't know where the cheshben is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since tamun is chayiv, so tzayrech hamulchome will not be matter. I really don't understand, but that's what wants to say pshat and taisiv. Tzila Rabbi Yehuda, he tzila. He didn't let them burn it. He shouldn't be mechuyev to pay. Here it seems he didn't want to pay, but that seems not the shalos gabi yisa. The shakdeishlo yischayev betomon. He didn't let them burn it. Ularabonam shehitzel es hamazik. Now all of a sudden Taisus is saying that it's speaking about that it was burnt already, Shloin Yischayev Lishalom. And this is also Shvar, this is also not like the Madura Basra. It seems according to Taisus that it was burnt already. And it was Matzel the Mazik from pain. So it was burnt already, so this is Mamrish like Rashi, so what's Shvar the next Taisus? So Bekitza, this Taisus is very unclear. Avol Trei Kroi Lomoli. But the Gemara asks, why need the second pasuk? The Leman Domalach Lufi. According to the Man Yomah, there was a Shaila. Am I permitted to take a Godish Sel Soirim and pay you back with a Godish Sel Adashim? The Man Yomah Lufi, Avabishim Loihoyo Adashim, but Sichin Lishoilim Mutalito Soirim. The Shaila is not God dependent on the Adashim. The shaila is, are you permitted to take the godish shel soirim and I'll pay you with adashim? Mikomak emiska adashim for shayim uzumonim vayiroitzim lefroyim tachtayim. They were here, they wanted to know, can they take the adashim and pay up with the, for the soirim? And here God we see from Taisus, Taisus was not like Tarosh. Taisus learns that speaking about there was Adashim Mizumonim, but Afal Pikein, there was a Shaila, are they permitted to take the Sa'irim of the Yid, and pay back with Adashim, which are worth much more than Sairim. And the Roshas, there's no Shaila if they were here, so Tzichas, a worthwhile exchange. So others say that the Shachas, the Tosfos held, that the Sairim were no middle of Mechira, so even though there were Adashim, there was a Shaila, they're allowed to take it. So there's a double shaila. The shaila was, we had mentioned this malach, and Nafsamach and Medbeishim, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, that's why there were two shailas. One was Efsed Merube, and one wasn't Efsed Merube. Now let us go to the next Mishnah. We have here, a fire was burning by Reuven's property, over a gedder, and there was a wall, a stone wall, Shugavoya Dalad Amis, the wall was 4 amis tall, Oy Derech Harabim, or there was a Derech Harabim, that was mafsik between the Eish of Reuven to the field of Shimon. And in order for it to get to the field of Shimon, either it went through the gather that was not, did not block the fire, or it went through a derech harabim, or it went through a noho potter. So the Baal HaEish is Potter. So Poshib Shav, the Mishnah is, that means this person knew that there was a fire burning in his property. He knew that he has a next door neighbor who was frantic, but there were one of three obstacles that secured him that he has nothing but to worry about. He has to go now to the Mincha and nothing will happen by his Shochen. He has a wall. Or derech harabim, or ibano, in la haches, it went through, so comes back, now yen eshlepsim shadin teire, is potter. Each thing, such a thing should happen, such, there was one of these three shmiras, is potter. He didn't have to think that this would occur. It's a freak accident, and so he's potter, la havle la suki adaiti. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Let us see, Zekrashi Derech Harab. What does Derech Harab mean? Yudvav Amis. 16 amis. Me'agolis Tegdiglai Midbar Yafinim Mesech Shabbos. That's the Shir of a Derech Harabim. 16 amis. And so he's Potter. Frag the Gemara. Vosanya, we learned in a Baraisa. Ovra Geder Shugavoya Arba Amis Chayiv. Eshrek Lechizach. The Mishnah says, a gedder of Arba Amis is Potter. The Baraisa says, a gedder of Arba Amis is Chayiv. Omar Rapopis said, Tane didon kochoshiv milamaila lamata. Our Tane is speaking about a cheshbon. He started saying, you know, if the wall is 6 amis, you're Potter. 6 amis, Potter. 5 amis, Potter. Ad 4 amis Potter. So a Tana that says Gedush Gavay Beladamis means he's saying that till 4 amis you're Potter and ad va'ad bechlal. He's going on 5 amis about Gavish Potter from 6 and then 5 and till 4 you're Potter. Tana Bora, the second Tana. The son of the Baraisa that says Dalad Amis is Chayiv, Tana Bora Milamata Lamaila Kochoshiv. He's going Milamata Lamaila. Shtei Amis Chayiv. Shalish Amis Chayiv. Ad Arba Amis Chayiv. Till 4 amis Yechayiv. Which means Ad Veloyad Bechlal. He's going. He's speaking about Chiyiv, so Chiyiv is till Dalad Amis, but Dalad Amis you are Potter. But Yischaiv means till Dalad Amis. Let us see Rashi. Tana di don kachoshim lamayla lamata. Shei shamesh, chamesh shamesh, adal vamas pata. Tisvil lay ad, ve'ad bechlau. Betana bor kachoshim lamata lamayla. Shtei ames, oishol ish ames, chayiv, ve'dal ames pata. Tisvil lay ad, ve'ad bechlau. The kulon shovin bedalad amas the potter. Everyone agrees that amas is potter. Latana di don ad va ad bechlal. He's going on ptul, and he's going to dalad amas your potter. Latana bora ad vli ad bechlal. He's going on chiev yechayev till dalad amas your potter. Let us see the fourth Tosfos on the Yomid. Vasanya of Rogeda. Oy Marie, so the Ri said as follows: the igasinen bebraisa ad. Now let's just see agirsa. Agirsa, there's no ad period. There's no ad in the Mishnah. There's no ad in the Braisa. Over gedo shuhu gavoya daladames. Over gedo shuhu gavoya abames. Here it says chayve. It says pota. So memela, we'll see later. Agirsa is good. But Oy Marie, the igasinen bebraisa ad. So then the Teretz is too poshut to even ask Akashe. So the Mishnah says, Daladamis is Potter, because Akashe Daladamis is Potter. And the Baraisa says, Ad Daladamis Yechayim. So it means Ad Vliad Bechla. This is Akashe which shouldn't even be asked. Then there's no kasha. The pshita, the braisa milamata lamayla kachosh. He's talking about yechayev till daladamis. If it says that, so what does it mean? He's going about your three yamish yechayev till daladamis. He's going down up. Binyinach lemeforish ella ad v'loyad bechlal. The bechol mokim daladamis kalamayla midaladamis. All the time, there's no difference between daladamis and more than daladamis. So he's saying till daladamis yechayev. Now, in the stand for that, the daladamis shall be put. Over masnisen loiktoni ad. The Mishnah doesn't say ad. The Baal is put. So, Mamela, it can't be that we're geiris ad in the Baraisa and not ad in the Mishnah, because then the Gemara would not ask such a kasha. The Teretz is too simple. Vafilu ktoni bemasnisen ad kemoi bebaraisa. And Taisa says more. Afilu it says ad by both. So in Shaykh Lahakshis, the Mishit Masnisa Lemafarsha Elami Lamaila Lamata, when you're saying, Ad Dalad Yapata, so Azicha were going, a taller wall Yapata, till Daladamis Yapata, or Barais Lamafarsha Elamamata Lamaila. So Mela, so it's also you can, that's also you can't say that that was the Gilsa. Elo. Abo, Ibe Masnisin Ktoni Ad. Ubaraisa Loiktoni Ad. Oh. This is really a little problematic. The Baraisa said Daladamas Yochayev. It didn't say Ad. The Mishnah says Ad Daladamas Yopota. So this is a little problematic. O Shaykh Lemifrich Shapir. Inami, Bishneim Einat. By both of them it doesn't say Ad. So Shaykh Lemifrich Shapir, the Masnissin Tony, Bid Aladamas Potter. If it doesn't say ad by any of them, so then it's very good, and that's really our girsa. It doesn't say ad. So the Gemara injects an ad. I mean, that's what Gemara says. It's missing the word ad, but we inject an ad. If you'll say by both of them it doesn't say ad, so why do you have to make the Mishnah speaking about also a not? The Gemara is saying the Mishnah is also speaking about Ad, but the Mishnah is speaking about Lamaila Lamata and Ad Vad Bechlal. Laima Masnisen Daladam is Davke Beloya the Baraisim Efar Shabbat. That means your whole problem is because it doesn't say Ad. So stick Ad in the Baraisa. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is speaking about Ad? So Taisa's answers, if you're injecting ads, so Memele, both of them doesn't say ad, and then the Baraisa, you want to say it says ad, so then would be most proper to say that the Mishnah is also ad. Memele, if to say it's Milamaila Lamata, here it's Milamata Lamaila. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rove, Now, we have here a kapana, we have here a din that a kaisu shall dalad ames yapata. Amar of it, dalad ames shall umru de pata afilu bisdei kaitzen. Afilu the sada has thorns. So let's see what Rashi says. Afilu bisdei kaitzen, afilu hoisa sada she kaifetzes lisham ha'u me'al legeder. So L'chaira Rove is telling us, and this, let us say this is pshat, and that is different pshatim in Rashi, but let us learn this pshat, that we're speaking, Rove is telling us a chiddush. The Mishnah said that if there's a Dalet Amos wall, that's a barrier between his eish, your potter. So Rove says, I'll tell you a chiddush, even though on the other side of the wall, there's kaitzim, even though on the other side of the wall this kites him, afilo hoisa soda shekefetzes lisham hu mealageda malaya kites him, shenaya chayish levairba uledalek. That means kites him is a very flammable material. There's, all you need is a spark to catch on. Snoich levairba, and it can jump from one to another. You don't have a big log over there. You have kaitzim. So memele, ledale, others, ledale gulavaya, but since the Madura Basra. So that means, so even though on the other side you have flammable materials, but if it's a kaitzim, daladames, no problem. Omar of it. So the chiddush, so Rav is telling us a chiddush that even though the Sada HaNizik was very flammable, but if there was a kaisel of Dal Damas, it's potter. Omar Rav Pope, so now Rav Pope is l'chayre explaining Rav's din, but umisfas kaitzim ulamayla Dal Damas. No, but then you need to make sure that there has to be on the side of the nizik misvas kaitzim lamaylo daladamas. That from the end of the kaitzim till the end of the world is a barrier of daladamas. So then, even though the kaitzim are very flammable, but we have here a kaisel of daladamas which will make sure that even the sparks are flying, it won't reach the kaitzim because you have a daladamas goiva from the gather to the kites. Let's go a little further. Amar Rav leishonu elo bekeilachas. Another din. That what it says, that your potter, if you have a kaisel, that's dafke bekeilachas. You have a flame that is going vertically up. So then, your potter. Aval b'nichfefes, but if you have a flame that is a wind blowing, and the flame is not going vertically up, it's bent over, the wind is bending it down, the flames jump because of the wind. Afilu ad meya ama chayiv. Afilu meya ama is also chayiv. We'll see exactly what this means soon. Ushmuulama, no, masnisim bin nichfefes. The Mishnah is speaking about nichfefes, avol bekeilachas, and then you need daladamas, avol bekeilachas, but if it's not a windy day and the flame is going vertically up, you don't need daladamas. Afilakoshu potter. Now let us see Rashi. So, Leishadu de Pata, that what Gov is saying, I'm sorry, Rav is saying, Leishadu Ela Bekelachas, Leishadu de Pata Ela Bekelachas. Eish Shekeleach Metama Voila Lamaila, it's going vertically up. Avon Nichfefes, Sheruach Mata Isa, the wind is bending the flame. The kaifel it's todim, and it's bending it. It's going from side to side. It's not going vertically. It's going horizontally also.
Umavsika shel heves v'doileges. Maybe this is another taich of nichfefes, that nichfefes is a loshen diluk. That means there are flames which are cut off from their source, and you're flying flames. The wind is blowing away a chelik of the flame, so you have a flame that's just flying away, and v'doileges loshen meiri. Now let's stop over here, and let us see Tosfos. Avra geder shugavoya arba ames. The Gemara meforish arba ames misfas koitzim ulamaylo. Now Tosfos also learned by we said pshat and Rashi that we are speaking about that the soda of the nizik is full of koitzim. So you need gavoya arba amos. So now Tosfos Lamshat Rapope is saying pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rava said pshat, you know, even though you have flammable materials on the other side, you're also potter. But Rava says, but the Mishnah said you need arba amos misfas koitzim. That, good, you're right, flammable tears, you're also potter, but you need arba amos misfas koitzim. The Tosfos v'niralari, the Ayri, is speaking about she'ein hageder gavoya min hashalavis. Now Tosfos is first of all wants to explain clearly what the case of the Mishnah is. So Tosfos says it is speaking about that the flame could be is taller than the wall. She'ein hageder gavoya min hashalavis. Shim hoya gavoya yaisa, if the wall is taller than the flame, maika miflagi ben kailachas lenichfefes, so what's the difference? If you have a wall that's over the flame, so what's the difference if the flame is going vertically, if it's going horizontally? Malize, malize, kibin shagot, agedo, gavoya mina shalhebis, ma yechel lahazik. So what could happen? If the wall is higher than the shalhebis, so there is no reason to differentiate in which direction the flame is going, but you have a barrier that's blocking the flame. Elavadai she'enai gavoya mina shalhebis. So Tosfos in the first lashon is telling us, we'll see, the flame is either the same height of the wall, maybe it's even a little taller than the wall. Sheina geda gavoya mina shalabas. Al kaponim, either it's the same height or taller. So memela, So now we appreciate the member of Rav. So you have a flame that is the same height of the wall. So Mishlam, if the flame is going up, so fine. So it's staying on its own side of the wall. But if the wind is blowing and the flame is nichfefes, and it's the same height of the wall, it can go over on the other side already. Fine. Umiyo Tosfos says, "Kshein atzi adleika gavoyim in a geda ayri." So Tosfos, I feel, will say the flame is taller than the wall, but the fuel on the side of the mazik is not taller than the wall. Shim hoyu gavoyim in a geda, ma'amayir shageda gavoyim in a kaitzim, reikilu oisa medura ala geda. If you'll say that the fuel is also taller, So what does the wall help you? So you have here a flame that's over the wall, if the fuel is over the wall. Elok sha'atzi adleike shovim legeder ayri einemuchim min hageder. So now, let us just, again, chazovah. So what did Tosfos tell us in this first pshat? In the first pshat, the ikar is, that we're speaking about Rabbi said a chiddush that even though the nizik's property is very susceptible to flames, it's goitzim, you're also potter, and Rav Papa is telling us, but you need that the koitzim have to be 4 amas lower than the height of the wall. And what about the fire on the side of the mazik? So Taisu says, the fuel cannot be higher than the wall, it could be equal to the wall, it could be a little less than the goiva of the wall. That's the case. So really, Rav Papa is saying pshat in the Mishnah, that the goiva dalet you need for the dvorim and the zoikin. The eish does not, the flame does not have to be at all less than the goiva of the wall. The flame can be higher than the wall. You have to make sure, Taisha says, that the fuel on the side of the mazik should not be taller than the wall, but could be equal to the wall, or it could be a little less than the goiva of the kaisel. That is one mahalach in Taisvis. V'oid nire. Now Tais wants to say another mahalach. The gavoya daladames tektoni a'atze adleike koi. Goran under pshat. A Papa is speaking about one thing, the Mishnah is speaking about another thing. Tais is saying, the gavoya daladames tektoni, that what says in the Mishnah, the wall has to be 4 amas tall. Koi shageda gavoya me'atze adleike 4 amas. The gather is 4 amas taller than the fuel. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Again, we're not speaking about the flames, because if we start talking about flames, then we don't understand the difference between nechfefes and kailachas. If the flame is less than the goiva of the kaisel, so memele, so nechfefes is lemal lemeret. So Taisa says, but we're talking about the fuel. The fuel has to be dalet amas lower than the bull. That's the Mishnah. The Rav Papa Bolo Hesev Vigmore, Rav Papa sang us another chumre. Shemisvas koitzim elamaylan, Rav Papa Bolo Hesev Vigmore. Rav Papa is, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. So the Mishnah is telling us that you have to make sure that the fuel on the side of the mazik has to be dalet amas below the goiva of the kaisel. Rav Papa Bolo Hesev Vigmore Shemisvas Koitzim Lamaila Nami Ba'inen Alba Amis. Another thing, you have the Koitzim, which are very flammable, and you have here a fire, good, the fuel is here, but the flames can be pretty tall. And you'll have Koitzim, which will reach the height of the Koitzim on the other side, that's a pachat. The Mishnah Zicha is speaking about not the Rav Papa is telling us pshat in the Mishnah, Rav Papa is meisav on the Mishnah. The loshin ova loyshayech im loyhoya hageder gavoya me'atze hadleika afal pisha shal heves oila lamaila min hageder. But the boy, you don't understand the cheshbon of Taisvis, but Taisvis says, it says ova, it seems there was a barrier, the kaisel was a barrier, ova hageder, it went past this barrier. Shugavoya daladamas. So, if we're speaking about that the fuel is daladamas lower, so that's pshat in the Mishnah, that even though fuel is daladamas lower, it avro. That means it seems there was a barrier, and it got through. But if you'll say says, Afa Misha Shabbos Oilu Lamaylo Min Ageza, Avashita Masis Natsi Adleika Koy. The Baal Rav Natsi Adleika. Beloshin Ova Loi Shayech, Im Loi Hoi Ageza Gavoy Matsi Adleika. That's the word Ova. Ova mean is coming to tell us that even though you have a Goiva of Dalet Amis, somehow there was a freak accident and it went through. But im loy hoya geda gvei maset leika, ava bi shal shebes oila la mailo mina geda, and for some reason the ova is not the proper lashon. Now let us see leishanu elo bekeilachas. Now let's go back to Rav's halacha. Hashanah ela bekeilachas. A geder koi. We're talking about the geder. Aval benichfefes afilu admeya amo chayiv. But if it's nichfefes afilu admeya amo chayiv. Afilu admeya amo legoras meya mil. The mil is shayich begoiva. The word mil is not shayich begoiva. Mil is a distance in shetach of area. So begoiza meya amo. Begoiras meya amo. And that is pshat in the, that is pshat in Rav. Afilu ad meya amo, yochayev, because if it's nechfefes, even though it's 100 amis taller than the fuel, that's the way Taisva said, but we're not talking about the shalheves, so afilu admeya amo chayiv. We'll stop here because then we have to see the second lotion in Rashi to understand what Taisva is speaking about.